First, Marcus, just talk about what this offseason's been like a little bit. You know, last year, co-MIAA champs. You knock off Grand Valley in the first round, which is a power, obviously, but a tough game against Ferris. You nearly come back and pull off, but is that motivation throughout the offseason, is that drive a little bit, or is it kind of, you know, we're Northwest. We're expected to get back there every year anyway, so it doesn't really matter what the previous year was.
I mean, it's a little bit of both. I mean, yeah, it's nice to make the playoffs. Usually make the playoffs almost every year. We haven't won we shared the MIAA this past year. Didn't win it the year before. It'd be really nice to win it outright, obviously. And then second round, that's just, I mean, it's good. It's better than the year before, but it's not good enough. That's not where we want to be at. We want to be in the big dance every year and win it every year. So that's really our goal. That's our focus right now. Our motto is going to be whatever it takes this year. So that's our mindset going into things, fall camp. That's what the mindset's been all off season long. So that's what we're grinding towards right now, is whatever it takes to get there.
Picked first in the media poll, picked second in the coaches poll by one vote to Fort Hays State. Motivate you at all? Do you look at it? Do you care?
I mean, yeah, we look at it. Do we care? No. They've got us the past 2 years by 1 point each game. So tough losses, obviously, but I mean, it's the senior year, you know. I don't think we can let that happen again. We gotta go ahead and go on top of them, and if I think if we beat them and take care of business through the rest of the MIAA, we'll have ourselves an outright conference championship ring, which would be really nice to have.
Well, you know, you look at the past few years, probably your whole college career, it was Northwest and Emporia State, like those are the two top dogs. Well, that's Northwest is still there, of course. Now it's Fort Hays State. Is a rivalry developing there? I mean, Coach Brown is kind of putting together a good program.
Yeah, he's a great coach. They come to play us. They play us tough every time we played them. I mean, even in 2016, we went down there and played them. They played us tough then. We came out the win, but still, it was a tough game. And so he's doing a great job at Fort Hays, obviously. But it's a little bit of a rivalry, I guess you could say that. You know, we got Northwest, Mo West, but they're the ones who beat us the past 2 years. So that's definitely who we have our eyes on. We're not going to look past any other opponent though. Before we get there, we got a long ways to get there, a long season to go. So,
a good offense last year. Braden as a redshirt freshman, the running game. I mean, three-headed attack there with Isaiah and Josh and Raymond. How's it take another step this year to where again you guys are among the best in the conference as far as running the football?
I mean, we have a lot of guys up front coming back. We lost two starters, and I think the guys who can step in up front are just as good, if not better, than the guys who were there last year. And then running back, we lost Josh, obviously. We got a guy who transferred in from Kent State, Justin Rankin, who's going to be a beast this year. Isaiah is always, he's lightning, he's quick. He'll be able to make plays. Ray will be there too. So I'm excited to see what they can we can do up front this year.
I assume more teams are going to be stacking up that front line to try to take away the run. Mm-hmm. That frees you up a little bit more, doesn't it?
Frees me up a little more, frees up our receivers we have coming in. We have a lot of good guys out there right now, a lot of competition at different spots. So I can't wait to see what Braden can do. Braden, the receivers, me, all connect up this year. And if they want to drop back and cover the pass, we have our run game as well. So I'm excited this year.
Should be a lot of fun. Thanks a lot, Marcus.
Thank you.